here are a couple people who I've really been looking forward to having with us for a long time. I want to thank Kurt Cooper and Annie Trimble, who hosted a house concert last night in Mount Lebanon, which helped to pave the way to make it possible as musicians travel across the country. It's nice to have places to play as you stay. Tonight, they'll be playing in Homestead. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. Join me now from Massachusetts. We welcome from Massachusetts, Mark Mandeville and Rayanne Richards.
When I see you on the stage, it makes me tremble. 'Cause the days, they're never coming back again. And time, she's a cruel old song, whose notes are just like smoke upon the wind. And time is the sand between your fingers, as timeless as that old cliche. And the hands go round and the train is bound to roll where the tracks do lay. And all the ties were laid, all the mites and the maybes won't swing their memories back again. If there's a stillness in your mind on a clear, cool night, you'll feign the faintest echo of a life. Time is the sand between your fingers,
graying back,
as timeless as that old cliche. And the hands go round and the train is bound to roll where the tracks do lay.
You have Rayanne Richards and Mark Mandeville, and tell me a little bit about that song.
That's the most recent album that we have. It's the name of the album is Grain by Grain, and that's the title of the song. And it's about back home we teach music when we're not on the road, and we work with teenagers a lot of times in a program called the Band Camp that we do in the summer times or during school vacations. And some of the kids that we've had in this program, we had in these rock bands since they were maybe freshmen in high school, and now they've, some of them have graduated, and we've got to work with them for many years. And it's just seeing them perform, especially most recently when they've become so, they're still plenty awkward because they're teenagers, but we're talking much more comfortable, and
they're really good.
They make us really proud, and we wonder sometimes if they realize how important that time is when they're young, you know, working together and being part of that band that's creating that thing that's happening that so many people are appreciating.
Were you making music when you were a teen?
Well, that's sort of the thing, is that it reminded me of me in a way, is when I was a teenager and I had my first band. And I talked to a lot of people who remember their first teenage bands, and I think they think of them fondly as like the archetypes of how they behave for the rest of their musical career. How they work with other musicians is sort of formed during those years.
I think that's true in a lot of ways, and it's amazing even characteristics you have before you're, say, 10 years old often follow you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
With certain behaviors. How did you two meet?
Let's see. When I was in high school, I was a big band nerd, and I was in the marching band.
When you said that, I was thinking Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, a big band nerd.
Yeah, no.
A band.
I was just a dork about band. So
did you play clarinet?
I played clarinet, and I was also the drum major, who, if you don't know, is like basically the conductor for the marching band.
And so this is in Massachusetts?
Yep.
What high school?
Oxford High School. And we used to, it was always cold because it was always in the fall. You know, we'd play at football games and then we'd go to this cafe afterwards for hot chocolate because it was cold. And I went in there one night and Mark was playing. And I've been following his music ever since and eventually started following him around and then started singing harmony with him. And here we are 14 years later, still doing it.
She's always played clarinet in our music, too, which I think is really, really nice.
It actually gives you, this sounds so cliche, but it's really pretty unique to hear the two of you play. I was blown away by the albums when I first heard them, and it just creates a sound that's very distinct, yet also accessible and just great to listen to. Now, Oxford, what city? I keep saying Massachusetts.
So we live in Webster, which is south central Mass. The closest city to us is Worcester. But if you're looking on a map, we live right over where Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts meet.
They're
very post-industrious mill towns. So the towns that were created and built up and developed themselves about the textile mills and a lot of other manufacturing, iconic brick mill buildings, big long mill buildings like you'd see in Lowell, Massachusetts.
I was going to say Lawrence.
All of those Lawrence types of buildings right. that you sort of can visualize from any experience you've had with Massachusetts. Webster, Massachusetts is where we're living now. And they had the Stevens Linen Mills and Samuel Slater actually were taught in grade school that he brought the blueprints for textile industry, especially water-powered, river-powered textile industry in his mind. He brought them over and built mills in Webster, Massachusetts and Pawtucket, Rhode Island. So it's sort of like a lineage. But where we're from doesn't have too much going on for itself right now because all the mills have closed and the downtowns are sort of boarded up in a way. And people still haven't figured out how to recreate a reason for living in that town.
Yeah. I've been to Lawrence. I've been to a town called Esmond, Rhode Island, where there were huge mill buildings. I don't think about that around these parts as much. And those buildings were just, well, it's like our steel mills here in Pittsburgh.
Yes, exactly. Same kind of thing.
Most of which are gone, but except your buildings are still standing.
And some people do a very good job at repurposing them for whatever reason. They use them for the arts. They use them for retail. They just bring people into them. They have enormous windows. Sometimes they become apartment buildings.
Yeah.
But other times they just get knocked down or mysteriously catch on fire. So it's very interesting about what's happening to the history and how it's progressing or how it's just plumb deteriorating.
That's the voice of Mark Mandeville, and along with Rayanne Richards, they are here today. Tonight, they're going to be playing. In fact, you're playing on the site of a former steel mill tonight.
Oh,
perfect.
Cool.
You'll be able to see the stack from, if you've heard the song The Homestead Strike, or if you know about The Homestead Strike, which was a huge 1892, thank you, Kurt, That's the site of it. Pete Seeger's got a song about it, and you'll be right there. You will hardly know it's a steel mill except for a couple of artifacts. They'll be at Rock Bottom Brewery at the waterfront in Pittsburgh tonight. I don't know the time, though.
I think it's seven.
I think people start coming around 6:30.
Yeah, time's confusing this weekend, so it's around supper time or thereafter. Look for them.
Yeah, our friend Meg Evans is one of the head brewers over there, and this is a new series they're doing called Cellar Sessions. So we're actually going to be playing inside the brewery where they make the beer. Big echoey room. And she's brewed a special beer for tonight, and it's really quite the thing. So we're really excited. She's been a friend of ours for about 10 years, and she's lived in different places, and we've always been touring around, so it's always nice to kind of keep up with people wherever they end up. And it seems like she's found a good home here. And also, you know, there's not a whole lot of ladies in the beer industry, so that's a nice thing, too, that she's got going on. And, yeah, we can't wait to play down there tonight. It's the last night of it's a 26-day tour that we've been on.
It's a long time.
Yeah, so, you know, it's going to be definitely a nice performance, but also a little bit of a celebration.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rayanne's picked up the uke, and what is coming up now?
We were talking about where we're from, so I think we should probably do, this is a song that Rayanne wrote, sort of an homage to the mill workers and people who spent a lot of their life working in the industry. It's called That Old Machine.
Thank you.
just work hard for an honest day's pay. Closed are the doors and gone are the days. You could just work hard for an honest day's pay. Closed are the doors and gone are the days.
Mark Mandeville, Rayanne Richards. What a gorgeous song, and that really tugs at your soul in a lot of ways. Not just thinking about those images that you were bringing to life in our conversation before you played that song, let alone in the song, but this idea of actually having something tangible come from what you do for a living. It seems like that's becoming less and less of a thing these days.
Well, you know, I can write songs about heartbreak and all of that, but I think it's a little bit better to write about something that other people can actually get something out of, that's saying something important, that I think is important anyway. You know, I mean, I think in our town especially, there's just, we have all these empty buildings, but we still have a whole bunch of people who live there who worked in them. You know, and when I was writing that, I was thinking about one of them was being torn down. And I was thinking, man, if I worked there for 30 years and now I gotta watch the wrecking ball come over and tear down this place that I gave so much of my time to and my life to, you know, how would I feel? And, so I hope that comes out.
Yeah, and the kind of work done, I mean, just, it's hard work.
Yeah.
There's some repetition to it. There's speed. There's dexterity. And that just had to be... It seems unfair that the reward afterwards is no reward and no job.
Exactly. You got it.
Yeah.
I got you. I reached you. Good.
Rayanne Richards is who you just heard, and Mark Mandeville as well. The two of them are going to be at the Rock Bottom Brewery tonight on the 26th day of the Alphabet Tour. Mm-hmm. This is Z, right?
I like that, the Alphabet Tour.
Tonight's the letter Z. After this next song, I want to talk about your albums, and I'd also like to talk about bicycles. But first, listen to whatever you'd like to play next.
Okay. This song is one we talked about a lot when we were on tour, just coming back from Canada. We did 13 house concerts around Manitoba, and we were worried a little bit that our American sensibilities would clash with Canadian sensibilities. We wanted to be very sensitive to our audience and make sure that we were, you know...
Not offending them.
Not offending them, basically. And I think it's really easy to get yourself all worked up.
Work in some Tim Horton references. And,
You know, I am envious of Tim Hortons, if I may say. Like, you know, we have Dunkin' Donuts here, but Tim Hortons is 1,000 times better.
Canadians higher. I'm envious of CBC. Some of the greatest programs.
It is. You're absolutely right. Everywhere we went, everyone talked about it. You know, but it was kind of like our responsibility up there to ensure them that not all Americans are crazy. So we did a lot of that.
We had some lady on our first date, our host, she said, I don't mind getting in an argument with anybody as long as they're using logic and reason. And I thought, this is going to be a great tour. It was very refreshing, actually, to go town after town after town and be able to talk lovingly with other people who may not even agree with you, but could still have a nice conversation with you and still love you at the end of the conversation.
You know, after an introduction like that, you want to be sure you play a lot of rational numbers.
Mm.
we have a tendency to do that.
That was for Kurt.
He likes puns.
Some kind of a bad number pun. So this song is called Temper, and it's about all of those things.
Sure.
Thank you.
blood in my eyes. I can't sleep at night, and you ain't gonna win this war this time. And there never was a war to be won, though many wounds have been opened. Blood in my blood in my eyes. When temper guides the way, words fly from form, strength alone won't lift the sword from stone. And there never was a war to be won, though many wounds have been opened. Blood in, blood in my
Rayanne Richards and Mark Mandeville. Mark Mandeville and Rayanne Richards. That's a heck of a song. When did you debut that song?
Oh,
I mean it was on our most recent album, and
means we've probably been performing it for 2 years, 3 years, maybe.
Yeah, it was a New Year's resolution that I made to myself to make sure that I was letting anger and my own anger interfere at the least with my relationships with other people, because I was finding myself to become really angry in my response to things that I was hearing on the news, or I was getting into a lot of heated arguments with everybody about everything. And I think the most important part of that is I wasn't being a very good listener. When I was knowing already what I was going to say, and I'm a very contrary person, fist banger on the table.
Almost thinking about your response before letting the person finish.
And it's not very healthy for one to live like that, so I've been working on it for the last few years, and I've been doing okay. I think I've been doing okay.
Well, he's strayed a few times, but I'll forgive him.
Well, you know, I can remember quite clearly a point in my life when I said, you know, most people when they talk actually do have something to convey, and rather than helping them end their sentence, you should let them get to the end of their sentence and maybe reflect and then respond. Unfortunately, there are a lot of examples these days when you wonder if there really is a logical end.
Yeah.
And right. So surrounding.
Or a logical beginning, for that matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of beginnings and ends, Craig in Macon, who I mentioned earlier, asked me to ask you about your bicycle tours, that apparently you've done some tours together on bike.
Well, there's a lot of different tours that are human powered. And our friend had done one in 2009 by canoe. He canoed the Erie Canal, Hudson River.
Who is that?
Christopher Bell.
Okay.
And he did, went from Buffalo all the way to New York City.
Played shows along the way and canoed. And that was during a time when gas prices were really high. You also have Peter Mulvey does, I think he's becoming pretty known for doing a bicycle tour of the northern United States. And Peter Mulvey is a songwriter. I think he's from the Boston area, but he's been doing that once a year for a while, but not as long as we've been doing our Massachusetts walking tour, which is actually not on bike, but on foot. Since 2010, we've been organizing strings of community concerts across the state of Massachusetts in order to highlight the arts in the smallest towns that we can visit and create a program that showcases artists that may not get a listening audience. So we want to give them a respectful listening audience to of their people, their neighbors, people from their town, to recognize and celebrate the music that they're making. And our troupe of musicians that also performs these concerts, we walk to every concert carrying about 50 pounds of camping gear and our instruments.
Mm-hmm. This is why I started to play the ukulele, because it only weighs 2 pounds, and it straps onto a backpack very easily.
Yeah, it's a grassroots organization, and we've visited over 100 towns so far in our state. And in September, we were actually recognized in the Congressional Record by one of our senators. Senator Edward Markey had put us in the Congressional Record, which I was really excited about. It's really nice to have any sort of recognition, especially when you work hard as volunteers, and I know there's so many volunteers in the arts and in trails organizations and trail maintainers and trail stewards, and we all sort of fall into a sometimes thankless job of making and working. And I think being able to do the walking tour and celebrate not only the people who work hard on trails, but celebrate people who write songs and play music and write stories and write poetry. And have them being celebrated by their neighbors.
We've learned that, especially a lot of the smaller communities in Massachusetts, they sometimes need a kick in the pants to get things going and to get community events happening. So, you know, we kind of roll into town and we give them a format and we show them that it can be done and that there are local people in town who they could call on to come back and perform for them again, and that an audience will actually show up and enjoy it, and that it will all work. And we hope that leading by example of walking around and really just kind of like putting the struggle to make this concert tour happen, that they're inspired by our hard work and they'll want to continue doing concerts after we leave town. And some places that has happened, which is really, really great.
In other places, they just say, so are you going to come back and do it again next year? And we say, no. Yeah. We're trying to visit every town in Massachusetts, and it's a one-shot deal.
Yeah.
And there has been some towns where logistically it made sense to walk through more than once, but mm-hmm. for the most part.
That's a great idea. Do you have anything that you've posted about that? Or I guess I should say, if other musicians were listening now and wanted to model your behavior, say in Pennsylvania or somewhere else.
They can check out our website, masswalkingtour.org, or if you go to markandrayanne.com, then you'll see what, because we have our thing here that we do all year, and the walking tour has kind of become its own entity, but it's all linked right from our website as well. So you can see footage of us walking around. You can see footage of the concerts. You can see where we went last year. And then this coming year, we're going to be doing part of our tour by boat along the Connecticut River Paddlers Trail. And so we'll be paddling the river and utilizing some campsites that they've put in, and then hiking into town to do the concert. So it's going to be a little easier just because we won't have to carry so much for so many hours of the day. But yeah, it's really pretty cool. And, you know, certainly we encourage people to reach out to us about it. And folks are encouraged to join us in the hikes if they want to come out and walk. And, you know, we write grants so that all the concerts are free. And but yeah, any other musicians who are interested as well, we're happy to talk with you about how we do it and how we make it work. And Yeah, Pennsylvania is pretty big. I don't know if I'd want to walk all the way across it, but maybe a little piece of it.
And it doesn't have to be walking. There's plenty of people doing really wonderful things out there. You just have to look.
Yep.
You know, we had once had a parent at our music school come out and say, they came out to one of our concerts that we had at a church coffee house, and they, you know, paid a $15 ticket, and we had opening acts from the community that we were performing in, and this was just one of our concerts, and they came up to us and said, we couldn't believe, not knowing any of these artists that we just saw for $15, we had such a wonderful evening and saw so much talent. There's a certain amount of people out there that think they have to pay the big, big ticket price.
They have to go to an arena.
And go see the big, big name that they've seen for the last 35. There's plenty of new artists out there, and all you need to do is go out into your community and find them and want to do that.
Some of them don't even have videos or TV programs. And that's why I asked you that question, because you're modeling a kind of behavior to show people. And it's very similar to a lot of what we do here, that within their own midst are incredible people that they've never heard of or from before. I know of two recordings that you have out. Is that correct? There's two?
We have two studio albums, Hard Times and Woes, and we have Grain by Grain, which is our most recent. But if you also go on masswalkingtour.org, we've been recording live concerts since the beginning, and every year releasing a live concert from the walking tour, which features a variety of artists who've performed with us. But for the last 5 years, we've had the same duo, Mark Kilianski and Amy Alvey, join us, and we're sort of playing in a bluegrass quartet, sort of the walkers for the walking tour. So those live recordings are also available for download.
So look for those on their websites. What would you like to do next? The clarinet's back?
Yeah.
Well, we got a request from Kurt, so I think we should.
Kurt is one of the hosts that hosted us at last night's house concert that we performed here in Pittsburgh, and he wanted to hear this song. This is a song that we wrote that's on our album Hard Times and Woes. This song's called Last Tree Standing.
Your floor is someone's ceiling. Your ceiling, someone's floor. Somebody is pounding with their fist upon the door. Don't you think you're all alone with no one else around? If you were the last tree standing, there'd be someone to cut you down. Even the copper pennies at the bottom of a well, they went to pay for something for what no one here can tell. And who are we to judge the wants and dreams of other men? The same who threw our pennies in a pile of common sense. Your floor, someone's ceiling. Your ceiling, someone's floor. Somebody is pounding with their fist upon the door. Don't you think you're all alone with no one else around? If you were the last tree standing, there'd be someone to cut you down. Tree standing, there'd be someone to cut you down. If you were the last green valley, there'd be someone to flood your town. If you were the last brown leaf hanging on the autumn
tree. The wind would blow you down, and falling you would be. Your floor, someone's ceiling. Your ceiling, someone's floor. Somebody is pounding with their fist upon the door. Don't you think you're all alone with no one else around? If you were the last tree standing, there'd be someone to cut you down.
I want to thank Kurt. You know, without Kurt and Annie, I'm not sure you'd be here today. It's
interesting to me because there's a multitude of people that I'd like to thank for being here. Not only Kurt and Annie, but also friends of ours from Jacksonville told us about your program when we've been touring down there for a number of years. So Cece and Ken, if they're listening, we really appreciate being told about this place and being able to also hear about some history of Cece's effects on this Larry Berger person. It's been really, really nice to Rand and I consider ourselves to be part of this folk tradition that all of you folkies know must be passed on. The torch goes on, and to us it's sort of like a field trip every time we go out on the road, meeting a whole bunch of people who have been working really hard to promote folk music for the last 30, 40, 50 years sometimes.
And our buddy Craig from Georgia. We had a really good time down there meeting him and playing at a really cool place. It was like a combination art gallery / art studio / cafe / handmade market. And they, of course, have a stage where we performed. I'm not sure that they're still around, but it was called Ampersand Arts.
Yeah, he just wrote to say hello.
Yeah. He's a sweet guy.
Yeah.
I did want to mention that tonight, folks can still hear you if live, that is. Well, they're hearing you live now. They can see you and hear you in the cellar at Rock Bottom Brewery on the site of the Homestead Steelworks at the waterfront development in Homestead tonight, Saturday, November 4th, the last day of Mark and Rand's tour. So I hope you'll consider going there and supporting their music. We should have time for two more, I think, okay, as long as you feel good. You've moved to bass.
Yep. Yeah, I bring a lot of instruments.
Yeah, well, dude, this is a brand new song that's not on an album yet, but we've been playing it quite a bit lately. It's called As Long As It Takes.
You could stay up all night drinking that wine and dreaming up what could have been. It's deceiving at times, a trick of our minds, that the outcome been different. Was it left or right? Dark is the night. How many choices are made? It's like rice in a bowl, the countless stories untold that could have turned out some other way. We've been at this for a while, just as long as it takes. If the lessons of the past would just show clearly in the wake that every stone cast hadn't meant to make. Take so long,
so long.
Take so long,
so long.
Take so long, so long. Thank you.
long,
so long.
Takes so long, so long. And how many stars fall in the daytime sky? And how many missed wishes burn just as bright? Another one-hit wonder, another stolen thunder. It's high time that another light did shine. We've been at this for a while, just as long as it takes. If the lessons of the past would just show clearly in the wake that every stone cast hadn't meant to make. It takes so long. Takes so long,
so long.
Takes so long, so long. And it takes so long,
so long.
Takes so long,
so long.
Takes so long, so long.
Ah. Another, you guys have a lot of wonderful songs inside of you.
Now sort of slamming people over the head with sentiment.
Yes.
Well, in a night.
With a pillow.
Yeah, with a pillow. Yeah. I was going to say, I think they sneak up on you a little bit.
We've had a really, really great time on this tour. I think it's been wonderful to play for rooms of people who have received our music so well. And it's so wonderful to be able to go somewhere else to do it. Playing in the country, in the United States, has been where we cut our teeth and stuff. But being able to play such a long string of concerts for people who come from somewhere else and have them be so affected, you know, we got a lot of hugs.
Well, it's a reminder, too, that there are a lot of good, sane, loving, kind people.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point, because we have a lot of friends and family, even back home, that always question, like, well, where are you going to sleep? Are you going to stay with strangers? You just met this person. You can't trust them. And honestly, we come home.
Actually, you can.
Actually, you can. And we meet nothing but wonderful people doing wonderful things. And they're thoughtful and kind everywhere we go. Mm-hmm. And I think the world is more full of them than it's full of the contrary.
What did you want to end with?
Walking Tour song.
Okay.
Before they finish, markandrayanne.com, RAIANNE.com is their website. You can also find them on Facebook and all the usual places. I do the two albums. If you're wondering whether their albums are as good as they sound now, these are two people whose albums do justice to their work live. They sound transparent and produced carefully so as not to be overproduced. They're really great to listen to. And
I'm glad you appreciate it.
That's one thing. You know, sometimes you go a little overboard in the studio unintentionally.
You get artists going to Nashville and paying like $35,000 to make their songs, which is fine if that's what you want to do.
If it's what you want.
Right.
So we actually, while we were in Canada, we flew our producer from Philly up. And he joined us for the last 6 days of our tour and recorded us every night. And we're going to be releasing a live duo CD, which is basically like what you guys are hearing now on the radio. It's going to be very close to that. You know, because we love our studio records. We love working with Doug and Pete back home. But we've had people asking for years, I want to buy what I just heard. So we're going to hopefully be able to honor that this spring and release that.
Live from Manitoba. Yeah.
We do have a newsletter and all that on our website that you can sign up for, and we'll tell you every month like where we're going to be and what's going on with the live CD and the walking tour. That's also where all the info about our show tonight is. I know the brewery has been selling tickets at the brewery, and you can buy online as well. And they've been saying that it's they're running out of seats. So if you really want to come, you should get yourself a spot. We'd love to have you.
And we've loved having you. Thanks. What are you going to close with?
This song is called One More Mile, and it's actually all about our walking tour.
Mark Mandeville, Rayanne Richards. Thanks.
Something worth seeing.